Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hi, you've downloaded our podcast. Well done, everybody.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Quite the show today. Quite the show. We got political for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
We had a bit of a laugh with Abby's husband. And we pimped out one of our staff members. So really.
Yeah, I feel like I should have put a bit of a bid in for that.
What do you need done?
Nat to work. Some babysitting would have been great.
Yeah, we still
babysitting,
can.
Just some organising, life planning would be nice.
PA?
Oh, PA would be great.
Cleaning out of drawers. Someone to clean out
your drawers.
I don't
think I could get someone else to do that. So I'd be like, no, don't look at that. No, I can explain that one. Just leave that.
Remember when I went on my big drawer clean out a few months ago?
Yeah.
They're all back to shit.
Yeah,
but then you just need to accept it. That's what Scotty does. He does the kitchen clean out every couple of months. And he goes, you know what? If I enjoyed it the first time, I'm going to enjoy it the second time.
That's true. But what's annoying is we agree to follow it. But then it's like.
My table hack worked. You guys didn't think it would.
That's good.
No, I thought your table hack would work.
Yeah.
You got baskets for everyone,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, so instead of putting it on the table, everyone had a basket
Do
and things go in the basket. Every day I put everything in the baskets, yes. Yeah. But I knew that going in. I knew that was, I was like you said, if I want it to be that way and it brings me joy, I'm just going to have to be the person that's involved.
So the basket has worked so where they can find their stuff.
Exactly.
Yes, but they don't put it in there. You put it in there and they find it. That's not whatever works for you.
Whatever works.
The hack always was for you to clean the table, but you just had somewhere to put it now.
Yeah, because especially from my seat watching the TV, the table is in the corner of my eye, and if it's messy, I just can't relax. I just know I'm going to have to get up and do that later, and I'm being lazy not doing it now.
The other option is you could have got a door to the dining room.
I did think about that, one of those, those beaded curtains, and you step back and it's Mona Lisa.
Ooh,
nice. But no, I like the, everyone likes an open plan kind of deal.
Yeah. Anyway.
Remember when you used to not have open plan in workplaces?
Yeah,
that was the best.
They've done
it?
A little bit of like research, and they said some people work better without doing it. So when I first worked at the radio station, there was all different rooms.
Like cubicles.
There was no open floor. So yeah, you had to choose. We used to say a flatmate. My flatmate reeked a pot.
We should have stopped smoking it with that.
Those were good days though.
Yeah, they were good days. Yeah.
What I find weird around here is our boss has, like, he's on the open plan with all of us. So when Shiz is going down, he just sneaks off into another meeting room with someone, and they may as well just hold up a placard that says getting in trouble or talking about something I don't want you to know.
Yeah.
At least when your boss has their own office,
they're just
on the phone, but they're talking about serious stuff. But when they sneak off into a room somewhere, you're like, what's going on in there?
Remember in our last building with the departure lounge, and it even had blinds, so you'd go into this glass office and then they'd close the blind. It was like the movies when you go, they're getting fired.
And we had that person that came in, she was a spiritual clearer, and she hated that space. Yeah. And she's like, something bad's really happened here. We're like, yeah, it happens every few years.
So you came in to spiritually cleanse the radio station.
Yeah.
She could tell that that's where the souls of people had been destroyed.
Yeah, we actually couldn't play it in the end.
No, we couldn't.
Why not?
Because she said about the departures of people, and she was kind of right at the time.
She didn't want...
No, we couldn't air it because there had been people that had passed away, and she actually was aware of it.
Oh, I thought you were saying the company didn't want you to broadcast the fact they'd fired people before.
Well, it normally gets a run in the paper.
Yeah. Yeah, well, no, you never know with corporate, you know? They're like,
because it makes us look bad if you say the stuff that we've actually done.
Yeah. But that did happen. So why are we? All right, here we go. Podcast time.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Anna Bay, I don't know if you remember her name, but she is she does etiquette coaching on YouTube. People subscribe, but really what she's doing is how to find you a man, and not just any man, like a really rich man.
Oh.
Because she scored herself a rich husband, and you two can do it, right? So she's tried to
get me a pen.
Get a pen and paper and work out how to do it. Things that you shouldn't do, she said this, but this is also for women in a workplace, what you should and shouldn't wear that would make you look cheap.
Ooh,
now... Okay. Maybe cheap's your
go-to.
That's what you're going for. Because obviously
there are some workplaces
gone cheap today.
Where cheap works for you. Like if you're at Hollywood Showgirls on the Gold Coast,
cheap,
cheap is what they want.
Now, we don't really dress up here at work. We're a little bit slack. Maybe we get up early in the morning. But I think that some of these things are harsh to the girls that work in sales here. Because I think we can all agree that there are some women here.
We've got some fashion icons.
Oh, my God. Mm. Alicia, she's even got...
Never put the
She's
football.
Got an app where she coordinates all her outfits as well.
So she can put in the date that she wore an outfit so she doesn't... Like, she can get the rotate going.
She's scanned everything in her wardrobe. Before, like once she buys it, she scans it, then she already knows what to coordinate by putting it on the app as opposed to having to go into a wardrobe.
I wonder if you need that. In that.
Do you? Would you do better?
Yeah, I do need that.
Would you?
Yeah.
What fat man pants will I wear with this shirt today?
Would this go with my fisherman pants or my other fisherman pants in a different shade?
Which one goes best with the kilt? I mean, these answers need to be
Okay.
Could you put in the people who saw you that day too in the app? So you'd be like, these are the people I went to this event with. So then you'd never wear that same outfit in front of them again.
Yeah, you'd have to also put, was it Instagrammed?
Yeah.
Because that's always annoying. Otherwise, you could just wear the same dress to every wedding.
Stav thinks he's popping today. He's got a brand new shirt on, which
is
getting
popping.
He's getting lots of compliments about.
I'm just wearing
it. You asked me to wear my new shirt.
No, I'm digging it. Yeah. I walked in. I said,
it's a loud shirt. You want to be noticed in that shirt.
No, I didn't think it was particularly loud. It's my bachelor shirt, if you think about it.
It's your what?
Bachelor shirt. It's covered in
roses.
Oh,
yeah, it's got roses all over it.
You didn't think it was a loud shirt?
It is for you. That's the problem because you're very dark. Mm.
So some of the things that she said that you really shouldn't do that makes you look cheap is sleeveless outfits, wearing one today.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, whatevs. Figure-hugging assembles and casual attire, such as leggings, gyms and loungewear. You need people to take you seriously. Apparently, like open backs, they will not. So no low cleavage.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah, you can't sack someone in Lorna Jane. Like, you can't be sitting in a
dream, believe, get out.
Sitting in a,
my friend got
in a boardroom in your gym gear and be like, I'm so sorry, but you no longer work.
My friend was doing a bit of a fitness thing. She's like a top lawyer, right?
Mm.
And a top lawyer. And she decided to cycle in and she forgot her outfit, right? Which is a law outfit, which obviously you need to wear very corporate.
Blazer and heels.
Yeah, so she thought, you know what? They've paid for it, so she's going to be in trouble. So she went in there in her leggings, and she did very well for her client.
Mm.
And then after, she had to go and
she was in the courtroom in leggings.
Yeah.
Yeah, in her,
what she cycled
what she rode in
for.
On.
She's like sweating and everything, and she had to go and see the judge after going, what are you doing?
Mm.
She goes, I'm sorry, sir, I'm not taking a mockery of it. I forgot my thing. And he goes, well, you've got to be better organised. She goes, yes, of course.
Oh, my God. So he's sitting there
she
with his...
She not made me laugh, though. She even decided that she was going to be, like, a bit of an athlete. So she bought the leggings that have the cushioning for cycling.
And the nappy! The cycling nappy!
People behind her would have been able to see it. Like, I don't know if anyone even listened to anything she said throughout the whole...
Objection! I just wanted her to stand up.
You shouldn't wear high heels and you shouldn't wear red lipstick.
Done and done.
That's why they're saying that's like a going out Saturday night thing.
Yeah, it's going out. I don't know why you shouldn't wear high heels, but she's saying it should be appropriate heels.
Right, so not like stilettos.
No stilettos or anything like that. It needs to be a certain.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. So basically anything that looks like you might be able to be working as a lady of the night, don't wear.
Right, or if you're on the prowl, I guess if you're looking like you might be out looking to pick up.
Yeah, or if you could go straight from work to a nightclub, no worries, it's probably not ideal.
Yeah. Saves an outfit, though.
I'm not saying you do, boo.
Hey, girls who get into nightclubs in bloody Lorna Jane, us, we got to make sure we've got shoelaces and appropriate footwear.
Can I just say, Alicia, who we were talking about before that looks so well, she's going to hate me. She sent me a message and she has a theory for how she dresses.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Tits or ass, but not both. That's my only rule.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
G'day, it's Tradie Chat Tuesday.
Well, he's doing so fine. He's moved into prime time. He sets Hassa racing while single-handedly saving the station. It's time for Tradie Chat Tuesday with Scotty Too Hottie.
Oi, Stabby. Nice one. I like that one. That was a good one.
Oh, thank you, mate. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yep, moved to prime time. Now I can start dropping the F word.
No.
That's how it works, mate. That's exactly how it works. Who gave you the Radio 101 handbook?
Yeah, survey results, people, today, so it should go up, I reckon.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to pay an interest in my life. It's really nice. I've got free food on the calendar because it's survey day.
All right.
Yeah,
right.
So thank you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we're not going there. Oh, good.
Not going where?
I wanted to get you on today because I was telling the boys a story that I thought was really cute because we you know that we've got this dream that we want to get as land as close to the city as possible, but we want to pretend that we're in the country and would love to have a hectare is our dream. Right. Yeah.
That's right. Where were you saying you said you're moving to the country?
What I meant was Capalaba, which we'd love to live in Capalaba.
I just want to see Abby live out of a shoebox for and out of a shipping container.
We can't. If we get land, then we can't afford a house. So we said that we'd live in a caravan. Yeah, it would be amazing. I'm loving it. You are in heaven.
You'd last all of 2 seconds, mate. You'd be asking Stav or Matt if you can stay there.
I don't know. I can see you giving a Britney vibe, no shoes, pregnant, just getting about the caravan, sweeping the dirt outside.
Thank you, Matthew.
I know you're married to a Scotty, but I can see her right there.
Thank you so much, because I've actually done that a few times.
Yeah, we've toughed it a few times, but anyway.
Yeah, we didn't have a bathroom for 12 weeks, but we went and had a look at this place, and we were obviously stupid to think that it was in a price range that we could afford. And this lovely lady was taking us through her house, right? So nice. And we were saying, oh, you know, what are you sort of asking? And Scotty and I did really well to not be shocked on our faces, but she gave an amount that's so past our price range. She said she's had an offer of that. And we continued like the tour. We got back in the car and I said, and Scotty goes, what a shame about that. And I went, she probably just made that up. He goes, nah, she wouldn't lie.
What, when she's trying to make
people
more money out of you?
Yeah, people don't lie. Don't she seemed genuine, you know what I mean? Ooh. You know when that you get that vibe from people, you're like, oh, no, they wouldn't lie. She seemed like a lovely lady. We fed the horses and, you know, what else
did we
do?
Have you ever thought anyone was untrustworthy?
Of course not. Only you. Walked into that one, didn't you, honey?
Yeah.
Does he have a good radar for it, though?
Or he has a terrible radar. Yeah. He trusts everyone.
I was drunk all the time.
Anyone. I reckon last time we were getting a car to get a test drive, and he's like, yeah, they can drive off. And I said, don't you have to get their driver's license? He goes, no, they wouldn't steal it. Like, that's just the thing. Like, they wouldn't steal it.
So Scotty, she's given you a price. You thought she was telling the truth. Abby's like, no, she's put an extra couple of $100,000 on it because she's trying to get the best amount of money. And then you swear, no, by her vibe that she wouldn't lie to you.
Yeah, well, you know, she got out a loaf of bread and we fed the horses, so, you know, she was a tough lady.
Why would she get the wonder, well, the tip-top out if she was wasn't sincere? Like, she wouldn't do that.
But Scotty just goes, God, she's nice. She's so nice.
Yeah, she's a lovely lady. Yeah.
Car salesmen and real estate agents are lovely to chat to as well.
Yeah. That is very true.
Scotty, I agree with you, mate. And I think it's sad that these two have lost such faith in humanity that they don't think anybody can be trusted. Yeah.
That's right, Stav. Very true.
You know.
Very true, mate.
Yeah. Most people are just out there trying to be honest.
It's like the old thing of you should be able to leave your front door open and no one come inside, but I guess that's, that doesn't happen. Mm. So, you know, leaving stuff out the front, if you got, you know, anything valuable you can leave out the front without having to lock it up. But we don't live in those times.
You should be able to leave a briefcase full of cash on the sidewalk, expected to be there when you come home the next day. You know, what is this world coming to, Scott?
Well, Maddie, would you take it?
100%.
Could you not, Maddie?
Yes. What do you think I do? Yeah, of course I would.
Take it.
Scotty would. No, and Scotty even thinks you're a nice guy.
I'd actually go and knock on the door and go, you know, you left the briefcase full of cash out here.
You know why I wouldn't take it? Is because I'd think two things. It's a hidden camera show, or it's like drug money, and the bikies will find me and get me for it. You know? So that would be my only thing.
I'm outside and, you know.
No, they always find you, mate. You can never
control
hide from
your ears, mate.
Leave them on the footpath, see if anyone takes them.
Just so you know, I wouldn't take those. 131060, are you like Scotty, or do you know someone who is like Scotty and they just too often give people the benefit of the doubt?
So last time we sold something, you know how you do Facebook Marketplace? We'd never done it, and we can't do it anymore because a guy came over, right, and he said, I'll be able to lift this fridge by myself. He couldn't, so Scotty came and did it for him, right, and put it all back. And then he ended up giving him a free vacuum as well because he said he was going through tough times. I'm like, but that's our vacuum. He goes, yeah, but we could get another one. Like, that wasn't a good one.
So it wasn't even for sale. The guy gave a sob story.
He said he gave me a sob story. I said, but he could have made it up. He goes, he wouldn't have made it up.
All right, 13 10 60. When have you been too trusting?
Rand and Alex Hills, when were you too trusting?
A few weeks ago, trying to sell a phone, a brand new iPhone on Marketplace. And my partner and I, you know, said we'll drive the phone out to the area that the person was, so that, you know, they said they didn't have a transport. And we're like, that's fine, you know, I'm happy to sell it and I'm happy to drive it out for, you know, no problem. Get out there. We had a meeting spot at the local library. I said, you know, make it somewhere local. You know, you're selling online. You've got to be safe about this.
Yeah, you know, library's like, oh, no, not as murdery as someone's house. That's a good choice, Ren.
No, not at all. I was like trying to think smart. Somewhere in the public, you know, somewhere where there possibly could be surveillance cameras. Thankfully, there was. It turns out that there was a younger man, maybe even like 18, 19 years old, started walking around the car park. We were looking for him. We saw him. We went, oh, okay, yep, that's him. We stayed in the car. He approached the car, and I had my window down, and he actually ended up leaning into the car and tried to take the phone from me and then assaulted me. So, like, wow. He's like, yeah, I was like, oh, my gosh. We were really, like, I was trusting. Like, you know, I'm not silly. I don't know. I don't just go and go, oh, yep, sure, here you go. I'm going to hand you the phone. I was like, no, I've got it here. Look, it's brand new. And no, he leaned into the car and tried to take it from me. So it was attempted robbery and assault.
Wow.
That's insane. That's so brazen.
They are, though, aren't they?
Yeah. Mm. Marketplace can be hard. I had a guy when I was selling something once say, oh, I don't have the cash on me. Can I give me a BSB account number and I'll transfer it?
I was like,
mate. No offense, but how do I know you're not just going to drive away with this and then not transfer the cash later
on?
Did he
do that? Trust me.
Well, he did have his grandchild with him, so I was like, oh, that just feels like a setup. Like, oh, I'm a granddad, I wouldn't rip you off. So I was like, no, ATM's down the road.
It's like a Todd.
Yeah, I don't know. I reckon that's a good accessory. I would have believed him if he had
a granddaughter. A granddaughter, a grandkid. Yeah,
because I think if you're looking after a kid,
you can be trusted.
No granddad's ever been to prison.
Hey, Nat, you're on the air with us. When have you been too trusting?
When my husband and I were in Egypt, of all places, we were walking through, like, the markets and stuff in Cairo, and I kept, like, wanting to give them money all the time, and my husband's like, no, they don't need the money, they're fine, that you've paid for the item. And one particular guy, I paid for a T-shirt, and he chased me after me in the street saying, you need to pay more money, you need to pay more money. I was like, I just gave you the money that you wanted. So my husband's like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, they're dodgy.
Yeah, you can't give everyone money, no.
No. I'd have no money for myself in Egypt and Europe, would I?
No.
So what, you felt you had to be charitable to them all, but they were just...
Yeah, you do. You feel like, oh, those poor things, you know, like the country that they live in. And I do. I still do feel that way, especially with everything happening overseas at the moment. But they do get money. They get money from their government. And, they should just be grateful when someone actually pays for something, not pays after them and want more money. It's like, no, I've paid you what you asked me to pay and now you want more. No, I don't think so.
There's some markets in Bali where it is the tradition to barter. Mm. Like, some of them have the set price and that's fine.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel comfortable. So I was like, oh, that's fine. Like, how much is that? And she said, and I paid it. And she goes, no.
No, that's not how this works.
I said, oh, but that's fine. You can. And she goes, no, you have to barter. It was so uncomfortable.
The lady who had the store.
Yeah, so then I went a little bit under. She's like, no. And my husband's like, you got to.
Oh, white girl, you don't understand how this works. Come on.
All right, I'm trying. Here we go.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Anastasia Palaszczuk insisting she won't be bullied into opening the borders.
Yeah, it's been going on for a long time now. The borders slamming shut, the borders are open, the borders are closed, and it's really COVID has made us realise. And I don't know the exact numbers, but there was a study that went around recently about whether people see themselves as Australians first, or do they see themselves as a state-based person first? And the only numbers that I know of is most people in Sydney, there's like 5% of people who go, yeah, we're more New South Wales. Similar number in Victoria. Surprisingly, Western Australia, I think it's about 55% of people see themselves as Western Australians first, rather than actual Australians. It's been really hard for a lot of families. And when this all started last year, It was hard for my family personally because my sister had had a baby in Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
None of us could get there to see him. She wasn't allowed to come back so we could meet him. It was about 7 or 8 months before our family got to actually put eyes on little Parky, and that was because they decided to move from Victoria and move here to Queensland. I'm going to play something here from Anastasia Palaszczuk. These are her words last week. Now, she said this at 10 o'clock in the morning, and this came into effect at midday that day.
Mm.
So this is her with a hard border stance, which a lot of people agree with, and I can understand why. And she has done a great job of keeping coronavirus out of Queensland. We're walking about at the moment. Most places are actually open. Businesses are doing relatively well here in Queensland. But these are her words that came out of her mouth at a press conference just last week.
We are pausing arrivals into hotel quarantine for a period of 2 weeks. We simply just do not have any room at the moment, but Queensland is being loved to death.
So if you're from Queensland and you've been gone, that was 2 hours notice, we're shutting the borders, you can't come back home for hotel quarantine. People who are relocating, there's stories of people who had sent all of their stuff to Queensland out of their house, given up on their lease. They were moving here. They now have to go into hotels in that state. So my question is to her, why did a plane land here yesterday with 100 wives, girlfriends and kids on it of rugby league players who were going into hotel quarantine? So her words again.
We are pausing arrivals into hotel quarantine for a period of 2 weeks. We simply just do not have any room at the moment, but Queensland is being loved to death.
So there's no room for people who are from Queensland to come back, but you've got 100 spots for the girlfriends and wives of the football players who are here at the moment.
Well, apparently she had set aside facilities for this specific, not just NRL, but various sporting events that they want to take place.
So if we're going to get the grand final for the NRL, which I think you would support, Maddie, and that's 100%. Fine. And I know that the players, and I love my footy and it needs to go on, but at the same time, there is no reason why you need to have kids and wives come up. Yes, I guess it's hard being away, but also it's hard for people that are working in mines. It's hard for the people in the army. It's hard for people that are separate. A friend of mine did a Zoom for his dad's funeral. Mm. He couldn't get in. He applied. He couldn't. He had to watch the funeral on Zoom.
Mm.
And I just go, for not allowing people like that to come in and then go, you can't have wives and girlfriends. And don't get me wrong, they have to quarantine.
Yeah.
But I can understand how people are outraged by it.
They should be more than outraged. It is a complete double standard. I get they want to keep the football going. That does generate money. That is a business that pays a lot of tax. That's fine. But they do not need their wives and girlfriends here for emotional support when, like you said, a friend has to watch their dad be buried via a friggin' video link. But yet all these people land yesterday afternoon and they're just going to mosey on into a hotel for 2 weeks.
Well, it's going to happen again too because the World Rugby is going to be here as well.
But I think
people from South Africa and New Zealand.
I know the strict rules that those people need to be in a bubble.
Mm.
And I don't know if there's been any leaks with the players. So you would support the players coming up if they have to and do the protocol, but not for all the wives and the girlfriends and the kids.
No, it's skeleton staff is what you do.
You'd have to agree, though, that you can see that people wouldn't even agree with that.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah, of course. 100%. Especially, you know yourself, the people in the arts are like, oh, my God, are you serious? People are allowed to go and watch sporting events, but you're not allowed to come to the theatre. So I can completely see where people are coming from.
But if you are going to do anything, you've got to... You cannot, and I'll play her words one more time.
We are pausing arrivals into hotel quarantine for a period of 2 weeks. We simply just do not have any room at the moment, but Queensland is being loved to death.
Your husband plays football? Yeah, you're right. You come in. Your dad, he died, did he? So sorry. You're not allowed.
Yeah,
but that's essentially what they've done.
News before that there was a lady that went to go to her mum's funeral in Victoria. Mm. She lives in a regional place, right? So no, anywhere she goes, I'm just close to my home. I can't come back.
And I love rugby league. You know that. Mm. There would be nothing that would make me happier than to have the NRL grand final here. But it is so unnecessary for those women and boyfriends or whoever, who knows, to be coming
up. Do we know why they've allowed it?
They haven't said. They've just said it's been allowed and they've said they've come in.
13 10 60, if it's affected you. Greg, in Greenbank, How did you go hearing about the NRL families coming up?
How are you guys? Mate, to be honest, I just heard about it while driving to the school with kids, and it's a bit of a kick in the guts.
What's your situation?
Look, my son and daughter-in-law and granddaughter moved up here at the start of the year. They've subsequently started a business. My daughter and granddaughter went back to Victoria to say goodbye to their grandmother about 3 weeks ago, and they're now stuck there indefinitely on an exemption.
Right, so they got an exemption to go there, but now they can't get back.
Yeah, look, it's kind of a little bit their fault in the fact that she hasn't updated her licence to say that she's living in Queensland.
Mm. Right.
And they need photo ID as proof to bring her back. So until Dan Andrews gets us to zero, they're stuck down there, and my son misses his daughter's first Father's Day, first birthday, the lot.
And of course, you sound like you're trying to help out with the kids as well.
Mate, yeah, it's hard. Ooh. It's shit.
Because she won't get her driver's. She's got to be in Queensland to go to a transport department to get that license, doesn't she?
Yep, yep. So 2 weeks after Victoria hit zero and Queensland opened the borders again, she can come back, which doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't, Greg. Sorry to say.
Yeah, especially when you look at numbers every day.
All the best to your family, mate. We hope it all works itself out soon.
Cheers, guys.
Tell her to hook up with a footy player.
His son would love hearing that.
Yeah. And it's just unfair. That's what is about. All of this is just purely unfair.
You hear all these stories and you just go, family's broken apart, and then it is a footy game. You can understand when people are outraged.
Mm-hmm. Katja in Runcorn.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. What's your story?
So basically, obviously, to add on to that point, I think it's incredibly unfair. My fiance and I have recently relocated. So I came about a month ago. I had to do a hotel quarantine, but my fiance had to stay back because he had to finish up with work. Mm. I'd been saying to him for days, like, you need to just come, like, forget it, just come. They're going to shut the borders. On the day that she announced, he was coming, and I said to myself, oh, I should just watch that press conference. Like, I have a weird feeling. Mm. And that day she announced the hard border lockdown. And that was fine because ultimately, you know, what can you do? We knew that he could come in 2 weeks, etc. But then when you hear that other people are allowed to just do what they need because their situation is an exemption, like, I was in Melbourne. I've been in Melbourne for the past 7 years. You know, we were in lockdown the whole year last year. We only came because we wanted to be closer to my family and we wanted to essentially have a bit of a better mental health situation. Mm. And then to hear that essentially these footballers just can, like, their wives can just come in, not to mention the people that can't perform or any of the arts sector. And, like, knowing how my fiance feels back there, like, it really is just disrespectful to everyone that is going, like, following the rules.
Mm. Mm.
And let's not forget, she said that too many people were going overseas to do business. Oh, by the way, guys, I'm off to Japan. I'll see you all in a couple of weeks. Mm. Which is fine because we've got the Olympics and everyone supports that. I support that. But why is her business more important than someone else's business? And that's what the problem has been the whole way through.
I am looking forward to the Olympics.
So everyone is.
Okay, cool. I just felt a bit guilty about that.
So am I. But at the end of the day, she says these things, has a go at people, and then does the complete opposite.
Hayley in Morayfield, what's your story?
So my grandfather passed, and we had to Zoom yesterday because but most of our family is in New South Wales.
Mm.
There was a handful of us that were able to be here. And I think it's disgusting that we're broadcasting funerals just so we can broadcast football.
Yeah, it's a good
point. And have their family up here.
Mm.
Yeah, a couple of my friends have had to do it. It must be so heart-destroying not to be able to hug your family and watch
it. It's sickening.
Yeah.
Mm.
His sister and nieces had to email a eulogy.
Mm.
For us to be able to read out to a Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
Would you be more accepting of that, Hayley, if the rules were the same for everybody?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's one thing to stand there and say that you understand, because she has said these words. She understands how hard it is. She's had somebody pass in these conditions and she's not been able to be there.
Mm.
So why are we still letting people in?
Well, thanks for your call, Hayley, and sorry for your loss for your family. We hope everyone's doing okay.
No, thank you.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105. Love you,
Brisbane! Brisbane, Queensland. A land of law-abiding, upstanding citizens who follow the rules for the greater good.
Queensland's done a mighty job.
But there are those among us who wish to lie, cheat and steal their way through life. And one of those people works on our show, and they are a master of corporate espionage.
Natalie, our wonderful producer, has done something terribly bad. Nat?
Hello.
Months ago, we went away to a tour of the block.
Yes.
Which was amazing. You can see the videos up online, and Nat came with us. And Nat was so kind that when we got into an Uber, because we had to get very early in the morning,
yeah.
And I went to pay for it, and she went, nah, I've got it.
Oh, I got this. Went, oh, yeah.
Oh, honey, you sure? And she goes, yeah, don't worry about it. I got the boss's credit card.
Oh, that's always a good time.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah,
it was
always wanted to say, I got this.
Yeah. And then you go, and Uber, take the long way.
It's such a power, isn't it? You're like, it feels so good to go, and you actually grab their hand and push their hand and go, no, babe.
It's like that it was a $6.60 seconds.
What a baller.
It's like, no, keep the change. It's like, ma'am, this is an Uber. There is no change.
So, the thing is, Jack, our boss, has brought it to our attention that when you linked that credit card to your Uber account, you didn't take it off.
Yeah, so it's been linked to my Uber since that trip a few
which
months
was months
ago.
And months ago. Okay.
God, that was like 3 months ago, wasn't it?
A while.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if we use Uber as much as what this 25-year-old does over here.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, and she's you've had a lot of parties on. You've been a mess the last couple of weeks.
Safe to say I'm sweating a little bit right now.
Let's bring in Jack, yeah. Our boss. It's his company credit card with his name on it. You have a bank statement in front of you, which is going to be great to see here.
Well, I'm trying to audit the receipts at the moment and see which ones...
Oh, yeah.
To put into which cost centres, which is the fun part of my job.
What highlight some of the ones that she's done?
Yeah, the flags went off when there was like multiple 1 a.m. Ubers.
Uber Eats or actual Ubers?
Well, that's the thing. It's like it's linked to Natalie's Uber account, which is naturally linked to her Uber Eats account as well. And so yesterday I got told you got to sign off on these receipts. And I was thinking, I haven't caught this many Ubers in the last... Not much has been
as
on for us
dad,
to go to.
Two young kids.
Yeah, he's got a newborn baby. Like, he's out at 1 a.m. on an Uber.
So I got asked a question. I was like, show me the receipts. And it's like, were you in the valley at 1 a.m? I was like, No, I wanted to be. Were you at Fish Lane? No. And I remember giving the card to Natalie when you guys went to the block. And I said, Nat, is there any chance that you've still got this linked? And she goes, no, absolutely not. Trust me, Jack, it's not me. I check when the money comes out of my account so that Uber doesn't, like, take advantage.
Of course.
That was yesterday.
Mm.
So then yesterday I've been auditing all day going, like, Nat, are you sure? Show me your Uber account. And there's a charge for, like, $18.54 on Sunday the 15th at 1 a.m. from the valley back to Paddington.
Yep.
Right. Which is her home address and in her phone as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. So we've got all these charges here. I've only got the first 2 weeks in front of me, but like you said, it goes
back to months.
The block
yeah.
when Natalie added the card.
What's she getting on Uber Eats?
Well, that's the thing is I don't believe she can really claim neglect here because if she's ordered chips, only chips, grilled chips, at 9:30 at night.
Just chips?
Like, would you just Uber Eats just chips?
You know what?
You would if someone else is paying for it. I would.
What does that cost in Uber Eats?
$12.09 at 9:30 at night.
Why did you just get chips?
I was probably drunk.
I don't think the word probably goes in that sentence.
Can I just say, this is the worst type of contract tracing that I have ever seen. It's pretty easy to do. It's all linked to your account.
But the only other thing I wanted to bring up was I think she's gotten sloppy when the $8 Uber cancel fees have been being charged.
Oh, come on, Nat. They give you plenty of time.
Sometimes it's not your fault. Sometimes it's the Uber's fault.
Yeah, and then it's their fault, they find you another person that don't charge you now.
Abby, I'm trying to.
So did you want myself here? Did you say, no, I'm going home, I've had enough, and then you run into a friend and go, no, I'm staying out.
I have been known to do that.
Yeah, right.
So right. What is the total? What are we up to? Jack? Rip off the Band-Aid.
We have a total that we're working towards rectifying.
Okay.
In the last 3 months, it's $419.75. and I we're just going to cross-check all of it because I don't want you paying more than you have to.
Yeah, fair play.
But at the same point at the time, every dollar that's spent here is taken away from the listeners because, you know, we're giving away Lions tickets on Friday, and that means that there's like four people who will miss out on Lions tickets because we can't charge the card for it.
That's a good point.
That is true. This is our C's budget that we use to be able to give.
How did you single-handedly make me feel worse about this? I'm already out of pocket, and now I've ruined everything.
Well, you're not out of pocket. Yeah, you've saved $450 bucks.
You can make amends, but you know what? We only get paid once a month. That's a hard thing.
Yeah.
You could put you on like some sort of benefit scheme, and you pay like $20 each day. Jack had an idea, though.
Well, yeah, I thought because it was given or taken away from our listeners, that if you were able to pay it back to the listeners, we wouldn't have to charge you the money. So if you can make up the $419.75
in labour costs, like working for people.
Well, yeah, but not so much to the company. I'm sure the company here is fine with that sort of a cost, but like, I don't feel right about taking that money away from listeners and stuff that we should be doing for them.
So if there's people that have like a cafe, a small business, you could do an hour shift there and you could earn it off.
What sort of experience do you have?
Well, Jitch doesn't need experience at this point.
Ooh.
So does this mean like I'm going back to retail? What? Like,
that's a great idea.
If they need you to.
My gosh. Mm. Any jobs that they might need to be done, maybe you could mow some lawns.
What if I just apologise profusely?
No. Most people who get done for theft have to spend their weekend scrubbing graffiti off trains.
Yeah, so just think of it, this is your community service.
I think you should stop talking now.
Maybe we should get a cute little outfit for community service, like one of the orange
jumpsuits. Mm. Yeah,
13 10 60. Phones are open right now. We've got $420 worth of labour, free labour here from Nat back to you. So if you would like to use her services, give us a call.
Michelle in Spring Hill, what do you need her to do?
We have a brand new childcare centre, Spring Hill Early Learning, and the toddlers need some help. And we need Nat to come and help us.
She loves kids. Any of them out of nappies yet, or are still few in nappies?
Oh, no, not toddlers, toddlers. Yeah. No, and they can't keep their food in the bowl feed them.
No.
They love to throw their toys around.
You know,
and we would love that to help us.
I love children.
Great.
We also teach them to say sorry when they make a mistake.
Oh,
nice gig, Michelle. Nice gig.
Yeah.
So much sass from Michelle.
All right. Jodie in Virginia, what have you got for her?
Hi, I can help Nat out as well. I've got 2 hours of house cleaning. I don't have any kids, but I do have 3 cats, and there's a couple of blue-tongued lizards that sort of wander around in and out as well.
That sounds awful.
To be fair, I'd rather have the cats than the children.
How do the cats not eat the lizards?
The lizards just hiss at them. And
Interesting. Yeah.
Blue tongues are quack.
They're pretty cool cats.
Nice. Yeah, they're the ones that also look a bit like snakes when they're just lying.
Really? You just see the head a little.
The heads do.
Yeah. But they're feisty little critters.
Yeah, they are.
All right, well, 13, 10, 60. Nat's got a $420 debt that she has to work off. She's stolen this money from you, the listener of our show. That could have been money gone towards any sort of prizing or experience.
Yeah, I was hoping someone from a comic book store would call, get a bit of bear for a day.
Yeah, a friend of mine wants her to do Pilates classes. Have you ever done Pilates before? Can you teach a class?
No, I haven't.
My friend's a surgeon and he wants a day off.
Is that the anaesthetist? Yeah.
Where's Nat? She's got a needle in her arm in the corner.
Chris in Wood End. Nat free Labor Day. What do you got for her?
Oh, I think I got the perfect thing. So I work at Celebrity Ink Tattoo at Chermside.
Oh, yeah.
And we got a flash sale happening at the moment for the month of September. So we've got Spot the Flash happening at Westfield. So we need somebody. Usually the apprentices are doing it, but we need someone dressed up as the Flash, kicking around at Westfield, handing out some promos. And, I think that would be looking great in a Flash outfit there.
Yeah, Flash out.
That's very
clever,
good.
Chris.
That's very good.
That's very good.
Nat,
I lied. I'll take the children.
Nah, you'd get that one done real quick. You'd be over in a minute.
Oh,
with a flash.
No. There's some good ones, and we appreciate. We've got so many calls.
I think the best thing about this is Nat thinks she's only doing the one.
I know.
Oh, yeah, no, Nat, you've got to go and do all of them.
Yeah, she's saying she pretends she can't hear us.
Yeah, sorry guys, you're cutting out. I can't hear.
$6.50 an hour, I believe, is what we set the rate at. So there's a lot of time to.
Unless you got a pay rise.
Stav, Abby, and Matt for breakfast. B105.
As another show draws to a close, Stav, Abby, and Matt take a moment to reflect.
When we're not talking on air, we're so busy here in the studio, aren't we?
Yeah.
Just doing stuff and stuff and...
Never stop.
That other stuff.
Yeah.
But a little bit of an insight. Stav drinks a huge amount of water throughout the show.
Good to stay hydrated.
Non-stop water, which I don't think you do any other time of the day. It's just in the morning. Mm. And you need to go either to the bathroom all the time or to get some refills all the time.
And I get you guys refills when I go.
About that.
Yeah.
I've turned really lazy. I know Matt used to always say it. But now I don't drink water unless you get it for me. And I was there, and I was like, oh, this is empty. And I think to myself, what can I do? And I said, oh, I'll just put it there for when Stav does. And that's lazy. I shouldn't do that. But it is empty.
I'm on it.
I look down at the toilet and go, God, that's yellow. That's right. Stav will sort it out tomorrow. Honestly, the only water I drink.
We appreciate you so much. I'm sorry we haven't said that before.
I'm so thankful that's the only thing I bring to the show.
It's not the only thing.
No. We would be parched without you.
Yeah. How would we continue
you know
with dry
Maddie
mouth?
Hates it when people talk with a dry mouth.
Yes, that's true.
Because so it makes everyone nervous.
Mm. Sure.
It's a nervous tick too. It's like, you know what, you always see the late night talk show hosts, they got the mug next to them, they like to take a sip of water.
Yeah, and you know there's no water in it. Mm. It's just they've got nothing, they're just waiting for something else
to
say.
So are you nervous all the time?
No. It's a crutch. Yeah, put it that way. Well, yeah, normally nervous. Never know what you're going to say to me.
Stop shaking your leg. Thanks, but no thanks.
Last night, I put my bins out. Bins go out on Tuesday night. And I looked around. And I'm like, why is there no bins out on the street?
You always feel strange if you're the first. You're like, I'm the first, but it's 6 p.m.
The old bloke across the road has his out at midday on bin day. Mm. So I know whether it's the green bin or the yellow bin. So that was stressful enough that I had to think back which bin goes out. Mm. My God.
There's an app you can get.
You can't, look at the app.
Is
the Brisbane City Council put it out. Oh, yeah.
Right. Mm. Well, that'll be handy.
Mm.
But then I also had, after my stress, the disappointment of realising bin night is Tuesday night and it's Monday night and that's why no bins are out. And I'm a day further away from the weekend than I thought I was.
Ooh.
So thanks, but no thanks. The upside is, though, extra day of drinking water with Stav, which is good.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
We don't wish our time away.
No.
My daughter Rory, she's expressed an interest. When she goes out to the grandparents, they've got a tennis court in their complex.
Do they?
Yeah, it's like a little gated community. And she's expressed an interest in taking tennis lessons. And she was very excited. And I was a little bit excited too, because tennis is one of those sports you can monetize. You know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. She's got the hype for it, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So yesterday was her first lesson. Very excited. Mm. She came home, got ready. We wanted back up to the school. She was very excited. You know how you get that feeling? The lesson was at 4:10. And at 4:05, we were still the only people there.
Oh, I hate that.
It's a big sign for it, but we're still the only people there. And I'm like, it's all right, maybe he's only got to bring a racket and a ball. You know, not much setup.
And she's been pumped for it like nothing else.
Uh-huh. Pumpty, pump, pump, pumped. 10:10, still no one there. 4:15, I ring the place. And the lessons on Mondays are at Ashgrove State School.
Oh, it's your fault, which is even worse.
No, no, it wasn't our fault. They never said. We always said we want to do it in our area.
Right.
But that is your area, Ashgrove?
Nah, I think it was a miscommunication, and we just assumed they were talking about.
He's saying miscommunication because he didn't speak to them.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And then it was too late to get to the Ashgrove lesson. Yeah.
Was she okay?
No, she wasn't okay. No.
Were you okay?
I was fine. But yeah, so that was annoying.
So thanks, but
it's going to push her career back, isn't it?
Isn't it? There goes this year's Wimbledon.
She should have grabbed a racket. And
yeah, why don't you play with her?
She doesn't have a racket yet. Well, I'm not going to buy her a racket until I know she's going to stick to it. So they give you a racket.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I don't want a racket just lying around gathering dust.
Not like all your collectibles.
Yeah, but they appreciate in value. Mm-hmm. Rackets don't.
I mean, from a tennis
what a hero,
lesson.
Dad.
Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.